This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jesus knew what he was doing as he approached the time when he would be crucified for our sins. He knew all that the Old Testament had predicted. He shared the details with his disciples over and over again. He knew when his time had come, so he got together with his disciples for the Last Supper. Afterwards, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he considered the option of bailing out of his commitment, and then, in prayer, renewed his commitment and resolved to follow through. As he walked through the confusing maze others had created by their own confusion, deception, and agendas, he remained steadfast in his mission. It appeared others were in charge of his destiny, but that was an illusion. He could have stopped everything and wiped out the opposition, but he chose to become the sacrificial lamb at the hands of all who opposed him. Paul summed it up this way in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." And again in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." If you have trusted in Jesus Christ's sacrifice as the basis of your forgiveness, then you are rich and considered righteous before God. If you haven't trusted in him, let me encourage you to do so now. You'll never regret it. Just pray, "Jesus, thank you for dying for my sin. I ask you to be my Savior. Make me the person you want me to be." And if you'd like further information, go to my website, GettingGodsMessage.org.